Dossier on Demetrius. A document now gathering dust in a silent room.
Gregory Keene turns the next page of The Dossier on Demetrius.
On the assumption that the man who'd killed Godowsky in Bailey's hotel that night might also want Digby Mitchell and Hedy Bergner out of the way, we'd set a trap. We'd ask ourselves, how could the murderer, Demetrius himself or Peter Ridgway, find out where Hedy lived? Well, one answer was more or less obvious. She was a nightclub singer looking for a job, and that meant she was almost bound to be on the books of some theatrical agent. So all the murderer had to do was go around all the agents and, on some pretext or other, get her address. Inspector Frayne at Scotland Yard handled it for us. He warned just about every agent in London to keep anyone asking for Hedy hanging about while he either called the nearest constable or phoned the Yard. We didn't have long to wait. Not 24 hours after the trap was set, it was sprung by Peter Ridgway. An agent phoned the Yard that he had a chap in his office asking for Hedy Bergner. Frayne tipped me off, and Cutts and I headed for Shaftesbury Avenue just as hard as we could go. There's the police car just pulling up on the other side, Cuts. Come on, never mind about parking this thing. Frayne.
Shake it up, man. Won't wait in there all day. The agent's office is on the ground floor, third door on the right.
Yeah? What are we waiting for? Let's go in and grab him.
Think he's play hard to get?
Well, we may as well be reasonably careful, I expect. Now, Cuts, open the door with a rush. I'll lead the way. Right.
Don't happen to feel a fool at the moment, do you, Keene?
Just an empty theatrical agent's office. Now, wait a minute. Let's try that door over there. It's Andrew, Cuts. Ah, who are you?
Are you gentlemen the police?
No, we're an Adagio team looking for a job. Where's the man you phoned us was here?
Isn't he in there?
Not now.
And you know, I didn't hear a thing. He must have crept out. Criminals are that cunning.
So the bird has flown.
Yes. And Ridgway would seem to be a wilier bird than we gave him credit for. Well, come along. There's no sense in hanging around. Not unless you want to go on the stage, Keene.
If this sort of thing happens much more, I'll start thinking about it. Oh, one of your chaps coming by the look of it, Frayne.
Yes. What is it, Sergeant?
Look here, Mr. What's your name? Willing? Did you ring Scotland Yard the moment you could?
Yes, the man promised to wait. And you know, he really didn't look like a criminal, more like James Mason. I could have fitted him into the chorus.
Not this chap, you couldn't, I assure you.
There's been another call to the Yard. Fellow asking about Hedy Bergner, an agent at Longacre.
Well, what are we waiting for? Come on, we'll catch that beggar yet. Longacre's the nearest agent.
Peter! By jingo, I've run you to earth at last.
What the devil are you doing here, Digby, old man? I thought you were in Birmingham.
I haven't time to explain now, Peter. You have to bolt for your life.
But there's a chap in the next room digging up an address for me, an address I simply must have.
He's been phoning Scotland Yard to bring a platoon of police after you.
What, another one? Cleared out from an agent on Shaftesbury Avenue because I overheard him talking to the Yard. What the devil's happened?
No time to explain. Grab my cab. It's outside. Quickly. Where can I get hold of you?
22 Larkspur Street, Knightsbridge. Make it late tonight and I'll be looking out for you.
Well, I'll be there. I'll tell you the score then. If you get going, you blockhead, they're probably on their way this minute.
Good chair, Mitchell.
Get down those stairs.
This is going to be rich when Keane and his minions get here.
Right we are, Frayne. Let's hope we have better luck this time. Do your stuff, Cuts. All right, Ridgway, stand up slowly and turn around.
Well, well, well. Major Gregory Keene, the bloodhound of MI5. Come on in.
Mitchell.
At your service.
What goes on here, Keene? Isn't this Peter Ridgway?
His name's Digby Mitchell. You've some explaining to do, Mitchell. You're the chap who's been running about asking for Hedy Bergner's address?
Yes.
She swept me off my feet with her beauty. My life's a desert without her.
Yes, I see. Just inquiring from one agent after another and not waiting while they rang the yard, eh?
Something like that. Did you think I was Peter Ridgway?
This is obstruction, you know. I could have you arrested.
I doubt that very much. Since when's there been a law against asking for a pretty girl's dress?
You're doing it to keep us from catching Ridgway.
Yes. Now, let me tell you something, Keane. I'm going to keep doing it all day long. You can either forget about your trap for Ridgway or detail a squad to chase about after every theatrical agent in London. Please yourself. My time's my own. I can have agents ringing the yard all day long, if you like.
Mm-hmm. Bright boy.
Just a minute. I don't get this.
I'll explain later, friend. Now, look, I don't know if you're pleased with yourself, Mitchell. I'm hunting a criminal, a murderer. A man I know exists, a man who's right here in London this minute.
You won't get him by chasing Peter Ridgway.
Well, you better be right, Mitchell. Because if you're not, look out. If Ridgway is connected with Demetrius, and you're working this stunt's helped either of them, well, I'll see you in Wormwood Scrubs if it's the last thing I do. That's all. Come along, friend.
The fact that they've discovered my name is Demetrius doesn't mean a thing, not a thing.
I don't know how you can be so sure of yourself.
It's because I'm a conspirator in the grand tradition, my dear Hayden. Sometimes I think you underrate me. I'm possibly the last of a great company. Perhaps the tragedy is that I was born after my time.
And the three you've disposed of so far? What was their tragedy?
They were just pawns to be swept out of the way, off the board. And who were they? Some fellow in Berlin, chosen because he bore me a superficial resemblance. An ignorant, loutish American flyer. A fat pawnbroker dealing in stolen cameras. Do you seriously suggest that I should give a thought to them? Of course, it's tiresome at the moment, scurrying all over the place, working in stealth, hiding from the police. Even the necessity of using creatures like Bookman and Yachty. It's a bore, but what can you do? We have to move with the times. We have to adjust ourselves, as I've done. Europe will never offer the old opportunities again. And this will be the final coup. After this, Hedy, we'll go, the pair of us, to the only places left on Earth for people like us to live in.
But how much longer do we have to wait?
Not long.
Oh, tell me. The film in the American's camera has been destroyed. Keane doesn't suspect me. Why can't we go ahead with the plan?
Because of Ridgway and because of you.
Ridgway?
Yes. Ridgway is the one person in the world besides us who knows, actually knows, that he didn't kill Godofsky. He must have said to himself, how did they find Godofsky so quickly? But he must also have the answer, that you went to special pains to find out his address.
I can make anyone believe. I spoke to the American in all sincerity.
Could you make Ridgway believe it? In his situation, he must be desperate. And to be sure of success, we mustn't leave one loophole. We must be sure all the time in everything we do. And that's why we're going to stage the attempt on your life. If Keane has any lingering suspicions of you, that'll dispel him. To be perfect, of course, we should contrive to have Ridgway blamed for it. But we'd have to be satisfied to see him caught by the police and held for murder. Really very unfortunate for the poor fellow.
But if they don't arrest him, do we have to wait and wait and wait?
No, they'll catch him. I have a profound respect for the London police, and they'll catch him probably quite soon. And then? Then we'll achieve the masterpiece of Demetrius. You wait and see if I'm not correct.
Oh, all the fantastic good luck, Ridgway. Two attic rooms, a telephone and everything. Oh, you'd never be found here in 100 years. What did you say the girl's name was?
Sally Jones.
She's at work.
Huh? Red Feathers Club in Soho. Some artist left the phone here when he moved. That's how she comes to have it. Well, Mitchell, what happened with Keane this afternoon?
He was very terse, but there wasn't a thing he could do. And now look here, Peter. I've stuck my neck out pretty far for you. Now let's have it. Did you or didn't you? You know, the American at Bailey's Hotel.
Don't be a fool. Of course not.
You're in the very devil of a fix.
You're telling me. That's why I was running such a risk to get hold of Hedy Bergner. She's my one and only lead. Pretty slim one at that.
I worked that stunt today on the off chance of running into you as much as spoiling Keane's trap. You know, Peter,
I'd be inclined to clear off if I were you. You haven't an earthly hope of finding the Bergner girl, so what chance have you of getting at this character, Demetrius, if he exists?
Well, this character, Demetrius, exists all right. Don't worry about that.
Yes, but you've not one show in a million.
Uh-oh, who's this?
Hello?
Yes, it's me.
What's that? Yes. Yes, that's wonderful, Sally. All right. All right. All right, I'll wait up for you.
Who said miracles couldn't happen, Mitchell?
Well, come on, man, come on.
Miss Hetty Bergner's taken a job singing at the Red Feathers Club in Soho.
Yes, they were pretty pleased with themselves that night, Mitchell and Peter Ridgway. Mitchell had messed up our trap, and they had every reason to pat themselves on the back. But before very long, they were wishing they hadn't been quite so clever. It didn't pay to underestimate Demetrius.